Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about An Applebaum Sophie. I have to say, this book kind of shook me.
Hi there, Sam, and yes, it's a tough one. Applebaum is basically pulling back the curtain on a network of authoritarian states and corrupt elites that are actively working to dismantle democratic institutions. It's not just a bunch of strongmen acting alone.
Exactly. She calls it autocracy incorporated. This loose but effective network from Russia and China to Hungary and the Gulf states. They don't all agree on ideology, but they share a common enemy, the liberal democratic order.
And the engine isn't tanks, it's money. Specifically, the ability to move and hide vast sums through the global financial system. The same system that lets a startup raise capital also lets a Russian oligarch hide stolen wealth.
Right? They park money in London real estate, Swiss banks, shell companies in Delaware. And they hire Western lawyers and PR firms to protect it all. We're complicit.
Applebaum argues this isn't just greed. It's about power. They use wealth to buy loyalty, silence opposition, and project influence abroad, buying newspapers, funding political parties, investing in critical infrastructure.
The goal is to capture institutions, media, courts, universities, and elections. Not through conquest, but through corruption and dependency. It's insidious.
And it's directly linked to the crisis of trust in democracies. When a foreign government secretly funds a social media campaign to inflame tensions, or an oligarch donates to a university for legitimacy, public discourse frays.
The primary objective is to make people believe nothing is trustworthy. They don't need to win a war of ideas. Just make democracy seem as corrupt as any other system.
Applebaum calls this the fire hose of falsehood, a constant stream of contradictory narratives until people give up trying to find the truth. The Kremlin perfected it.
And the pandemic accelerated it. Autocracies used emergency measures to tighten control while exploiting supply chain vulnerabilities for geopolitical leverage.
She's careful not to fall into moral equivalence. The West isn't as corrupt as Russia or China, but we've been complicit. We turned a blind eye to dirty money for decades, prioritizing short-term profits over security.
The same lawyers who defend human rights might help a dictator hide assets. The same banks lend to democratic governments and launder money for their enemies. It's a two-way street.
She also explores the psychology. Autocrats are driven by grievance and resentment. They see the West as hypocritical and weak, so they take risks, annexing Crimea, interfering in elections, and often succeed because we fail to respond firmly.
There's this concept of legal nihilism, the belief that law is just a tool of power, not a binding principle. In an autocracy, law protects the ruler and punishes enemies. And that mindset is contagious.
When autocrats interact with the West, they treat contracts as optional, treaties as meaningless. If we get used to that, we risk adopting similar practices. Corruption is a two-way street.
But she doesn't leave us hopeless. The system is powerful but brittle. It depends on secrecy and our willingness to look the other way. The first step is seeing it clearly.
She calls for a new economic statecraft, cracking down on shell companies, closing banking loopholes, holding Western professionals accountable for laundering money for dictators.
And a cultural shift. We need to recognize that democracy isn't inevitable. It must be defended, not by turning inward, but by being smarter about engagement. Trade with an autocracy is never just trade.
Most urgently, she calls for a new narrative. The West has been apologizing for its flaws while autocracies confidently promote their models. It's time to stop apologizing.
Democracy is messy and imperfect, but it's the only system that allows peaceful change and holds power accountable. Autocracies rely on fear and fraud, unsustainable in the long run.
The book ends with a warning and a challenge. The danger is real and organized. But the fight isn't just foreign policy. It's about the integrity of our own societies.
Every time we tolerate corruption in our own government, allow unaccountable money in politics, or give in to cynicism, we're doing their work for them. The defense of democracy starts at home.
The one takeaway for me is that the enemies of democracy aren't always soldiers. They're bankers, lobbyists, and algorithms. We need a new literacy to see those hidden connections.
And if you want to dive deeper into Applebaum's argument or explore other books on this topic, you can find the whole library on the 7-Minute Books app. It's got over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. And it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's really the core of it. To defend democracy, we have to understand the hidden architecture of the forces working against it. We'll see you in the next one.